Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where our panelists get to lie. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike Lopsy again, Orange County, California.
Orange County, you're down there behind the orange curtain.
That's right.
Yeah. How is it? Is it just like on the OC? You're all beautiful and amoral?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We all drive BMW.
Exciting. That's great.
That's a lot better than ugly and amoral.
Well, welcome to the show, Michael. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Michael's topic?
Okay, gang. After the trust falls, we'll head over to the ropes course and see who's really got company spirit.
Any good manager knows that motivating employees, not easy. This week, we read about one company that took motivation to the next level. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about corporations taking inspiration to an extreme. Choose that real story. You'll get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Accounting, says Kathy Stevens, can be an analytical, dehumanizing business, especially during tax season. So the Harvard MBA consultant is bringing that everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten philosophy to the industry. In a 12-week training course for Ernst & Young recruits, trainees start the day by hanging their coats in assigned cubbies, mandatory group hugs, and a show-and-tell segment so new coworkers can share their hobbies and interests. In afternoons, they break for juice and cookies, finger painting, and 15-minute naps on yoga mats. Quote, it sounds simplistic, but it reinforces team building, obeying rules, and fun. The program has only received one complaint in its 3 years. A trainee told the California Employment Commission that mandatory hugging was a violation of, quote, his personal space.
All I need to know about double entry accounting I learned in kindergarten. Your next story of a corporate exercise comes from Tom Baudet.
No one involved with the lawsuit denies that Chad Hudgens was waterboarded by his supervisor in a team building exercise outside his workplace in Provo, Utah. Concerned about his team's lagging sales of the company's business coaching services, Joshua Christofferson gathered the crew and asked for a volunteer. Hudgens gamely raised his hand. Next thing he knew, he was being held down by his co-workers while the boss poured a gallon of water over his face, causing him to fear for his life. Afterwards, his boss told the team, "You saw how hard Chad fought for air right there? Well, I want you to go back inside and fight that hard to make sales." Asked why he would volunteer for such a thing, Hudgens explained, "The last time we did a team-building exercise outside, we did an egg toss." While no egg toss, corporate attorney George Brunt also denies it was torture. "I don't know if this would even be an issue if it weren't for Guantanamo Bay," he said, referring to the infamous military detention facility, which has muddied the image of recreational torture. "We're not the mean waterboarding company that people think we are."
Waterboarding as a team-building exercise. Your next story of not-so-motivational corporate behavior comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
When Garland Petrie, a pet shop owner in Camden, Maine, went back to school to get a master's in workforce motivation, his ultimate goal was to go viral with his theory of meta-motivation. Well, it worked, but not as Petrie intended. The workforce he had was a workforce of one, his only employee at the pet shop, Derek R. DeLoach. The meta-motivational video that Petrie shot after the shop closed one evening begins with a fidgety, reluctant-looking Derek reading a script. In meta-motivation, the workforce is motivated through personnel's own motivational statements. I myself... At that point, Derek commences to twitch, snatch at his leg, and jump around like a crazy person until several tiny animals emerge from his pants. Last week, after denying any intention of pilfering 7 rare long-haired pygmy mice, Derek was given probation. The video of Derek's dance, introduced as evidence, was picked up by the smoking gun, and as of yesterday, it had received over 160,000 hits.
All right, then. So here's the deal. Somebody out there tried to motivate their employees. Was it from Roxanne Roberts, an accounting firm that thought they should just behave like kindergartners? Was it from Tom Baudet, a company in Utah that decided the best way to motivate their employees would be to waterboard one of them? Or from Roy Blunt Jr., a pet store owner who, in the process of trying to motivate his own sole employee, discovered an animal smuggling plot? Which of these is the story of corporate motivation in the week's news?
Wow, Peter, one of these is actually a true story?
Ain't that a great and beautiful thing?
I guess I'm going to have to go with A.
You're going to go with A? You're going to go with
hug.
The group hugs, the accountants having the group hug and having their naps.
I feel good about group hugs.
So that's your choice, is Roxanne's story. Well, we wanted to get the opinion from somebody who we knew what they were talking about when it came to corporate motivation. So we went to our very own employee, Maral Zahar, at NPR.
Well, NPR constantly strives to be innovative and original with its employee training techniques. But we're not ready to waterboard Robert Siegel yet.
That was Gloria Henry, one of the development coordinators at NPR, explaining why they won't waterboard any of us, at least not soon. So sadly, as you have figured it out, Tom had the correct story, as amazing as it sounds.
I could have never made anything up quite that.
You know what's amazing about it? Because this guy was onto something, because a lot of the prisoners at Guantanamo have exceeded their yearly sales figures. Mm-hmm. So there must be something good going on. You didn't win our game. I'm so sorry. You did earn a point for Roxanne for her typically convincing yet devious fake. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Peter.
And thank you so much for playing.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.